little delay there, but we're coming around. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 is where we'll be at. Y'all want to start getting there when we get to it here in a minute. Verse 31 through chapter 11, verse 1. We'll get there in a second. Daryl, could you throw up that last song we just played, the first verse, Sanctuary? Thank you. I want you to look at this. This ain't the sermon. This is free. So I take donations, but Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Okay? You can read the rest of it. We're just saying it. Pure and holy. That's you and I, me. You know, we get hung up the sanctuary. This is the sanctuary of the building. Okay? But Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary. Me. And I've been going through a lot of stuff scripturally over this before the song. I didn't know she was playing the song. You can't make none of that up. But I just want you to just, that key word there, prepare me to be the sanctuary. And we can kind of talk about that later, about being a sanctuary, what that means. And we have been talking about it a lot lately, but neither here or there. Thank you, Darrell. So just reiterate on the youth. And so, again, thank y'all. Good turnout, good breakfast. That is our future of this church. And just so happens that we're going to baptize one of the youth after the service today. So I was told it was. So I'm going on faith. I'm going to go on faith this time. That I won't get burned up like last time, or that baby last time. It was rough. Me and her both had to go down, but so we'll see. Either way, we're gonna come out of it. We're gonna come out of it. So we've been talking a lot in Bible studies and in here, and some of y'all been part of some of it, you know, here and there. And so we know we've been talking about a lot what it is to walk with Christ, to be Christ-like, Christ-minded. To be a sanctuary, what God calls us to do, right? And how what it looks like to be a Christian and stuff. The evidence, O.C., he threw that in there the other day, said the evidence of your Christianity. What is evidence? Evidence is something that shows proof. You know, and we talked in the men's breakfast the other day. I come from a law enforcement background, most of y'all know, and we build our cases on evidence. That's what we need to do. When we're going and going out witnessing and doing what we're called to do, there's the need to have evidence that you're a Christian, that you're not just running your lips. You know, we can study His Word, we can know His Word, but it all reverts back. What is your relationship with Him in that Word? That's what it's really all about, right? I don't care how good of a speaker you are. Or people's person, none of that matters. What matters is that true relationship you have with God. And look, when you have that personal connection with God and Jesus, that one-on-one relationship, it's going to overflow. That evidence is going to be there, right? You know, we talk about a lot in here. It's not just today; it's every day. It's a daily walk with God. That daily walk that we got to have. With Him and that evidence. But say all that, we can shift gears just a touch this morning. Outside of salvation and why we need to follow God and why we need to do all this, because we couldn't do it. He died on the cross for you and I. We know that. And we're walking with Him and we're doing these things, okay? So besides salvation, why are we doing these things? You ever thought about why? What about for the glory of God? Amen. God deserves all the glory because He did every single bit of it for you and I. So we need to give Him the glory. It's not just about, I'm trying to word this in the right way. Yes, it's about salvation. It's about your eternal soul. But it's still about Him. Yeah, like Charlie just said, it's what do we call, what's that, full circle? Okay? He gave us something that we don't deserve, and we can't work our way to it. So he provided the way for it. So we need to accept that, okay? And we need to have that evidence that we have done that, and we need to do his calling and, you know, all that stuff we talk about a lot. But ultimately, we need to give him back the glory and stuff. It ain't about you and I. It's about him. So 1 Corinthians chapter 10, starting 31 at the end of it, and we're going to go through just a couple of verses into chapter 11, just to verse 1. This is Paul speaking to the Corinthian church. So whether you eat or drink, or whatever you do, do it all for what? The glory of God. Do not cause anyone to stumble, whether Jew, Greek, or the church of God, even as I try to please everyone in every way, for I am not seeking my own good, but the good of many, so that they may be saved. Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. Let that soak in a minute. This is Paul, and we know Paul, you know, the first missionary, and he did. He went through a lot of trials and a lot of errors and a lot of suffering. He did. But at the very end, he even says it's for the glory of God, not for him. And he wanted to reach out and save as many people he could reach to get them on the track instead of the Jesus. That needs to be our mindset. We need to attract as many people as we can to accept Christ or lead them in that way. Ultimately, they got to make the choice. We know that. But we need to do our part the best we can to get them in that direction. We need to. You know, I'll say a lot, Jesus, at one, you know, we're all going to, you know, it ain't all what you, the things you have done. It's also the things you hadn't done that he told you to do. We can answer for that too. Okay? And if you want to accept it or not, or believe it or not, it don't matter what you think. And I ain't trying to be ugly, but it don't matter what you think. It's matter what he says to do. And we need to do that. Oh, I don't feel like doing that today. I'm sure he didn't feel like dying on the cross either. And I ain't being facetious. I ain't just try to get the right mindset of our purpose as a Christian, this walk through life, is to reach as many people as we can that he allows us to be in contact with. And that's what we need to focus on. So looking at the big picture of it, Paul says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, that covers all aspects of life. He just gave us a range of array of things. You know, we all eat and drink. Everything we do, not just religious activities. I don't like using that word religious. That gets us in trouble sometimes. But not just going to church. Every aspect of your life should be evident with Christ. Every aspect. Eat, drink, wake up, go to sleep, watch TV, watch Super Bowl. I got a few laughs. I wasn't even trying. I figured out. If I don't try to make you laugh, y'all laugh. But when I try to tell a joke, y'all don't. So. Anyway. Every aspect of your life, every aspect, whatever you're doing. Which that means, like we always say, every day. Every day of your life, we need to reflect God. Everything should be done to honor and glorify him. Why should he get all the honor and the glory? I think y'all know the answer to that. Because if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be sitting here talking about it. Right? We'd be headed to an eternal death. Out of our control. You know, we think we got control of things, right? We got the world by the tail. You know, we got it all. We think we do, right? And he gave him all the glory. Daily life, including work. Those of you who still work. That wasn't funny, I guess. And service. Should be used to honor God rather than yourself. know what's the amazing thing about God, about Jesus? He's everywhere. I don't care if you're at your work environment, if you're at home, if you're here. He is there. And we talked about this at the men's breakfast yesterday. The disconnect is you and I. It's not him. He's everywhere you go. What's the evidence of that on your end? He's there. So it's us. So we need to apply it to our everyday life, the glory of God. And we talked yesterday, and I heard a couple of testimonies this morning and yesterday. There's a lot of stuff been going on and stuff, you know, and I ain't trying to put her on the spot. You know, we got little girls healed right now from cancer. Amen. We got a bunch of other little things going, right? Which is great as that is. But don't overlook the little things he does daily in your life. Okay? We love the big things that happens. We do. But don't disregard that person that happens to be. It's not a coincidence. That person in your life that's got you through. Just, we need to encompass everything that God does. He's in control of every aspect of your life. If you let him. He's not going to force his way in. Just think about that. If I had to force you to be my friend, what kind of friendship would that be? Wouldn't be. So what kind of relationship would you have with God if he forced you to do it? He wants you to come to him. He provided it, but he wants you to accept it and build that relationship. Christians should do all for the glory of God and for the welfare of others. That transitions. We did a sermon, I think, a couple weeks ago when Jesus was asked what the greatest commandment was. You remember what he said in Matthew? He said, the man said, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment of the law?" Jesus replied, this is Matthew 22, those of you who want to know. "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment." He didn't stop there. "And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law of the prophets hang on these two commandments." It starts with God, but it bleeds over into everybody else. Paul had a handle on this. I ain't saying he was perfect. You know, things happen. But he had all the suffering and stuff he went through was to reach other people. He had that relationship with Christ, with God. And then he carried the second part of that too. Love your neighbor. You know, we get hung up, and I've been guilty of it. How many of y'all just want to go home and just get away from everybody? Just kind of, and we got to do that sometime. We got to have that alone time with Christ, with God. But he chose us to be his vessel to reach these other people. And we need to do, that's exactly what we need to do. We need to line up with Christ. It's a supreme love for God with one's entire being, your heart, your soul, and your mind. You know, we talked about that not too long ago. That Texas Hold'em, those of you who play poker, all in. Be all in with Christ. Give it all to him. Everything you got, give it all in. They don't say you can't go watch the Super Bowl. I'm not knocking the Super Bowl per se. But like me, I think me and Osa, me and Charlie, we had a conversation. What's your priorities, though?
That's right.
Put God first, his kingdom, and all the other stuff will come to you, falling in place. As long as you got that order, you can do other things. Nothing says you can't have fun, you can't go do stuff. He just says, have your priorities right. Be lined up with Christ. You got to have that sacrificial love for one's neighbor as oneself. When you see somebody in need, help them. Even, I jokingly say, even the ones we don't like. Makes it hard sometimes. You know. I tell you, and I'll give you a little testimony, for example. I've been telling myself. I have a hard time helping people that don't help themselves, that won't change their outcome, and wondering why things keep happening to them. I do struggle with that. But it's not an exemption in the Bible. He says help everybody. So I need to keep the mindset, okay, I need to help this person regardless what I think. So that's where we mess up. What I think should be done, that's not our decision. Shouldn't be. We need to help people as we see a need. We need to just focus on the need, not the person, and take care of that, and let God take care of the rest of it. He'll take care of all the other junk that goes with it, or that happens. Let him have it. We need to serve, and our foundation should be Christ. Our biblical morality, a big word I found. What is your biblical morality? Let me put it in our terms. Read your Bible. You ain't got to know it verbatim. But you got to know where stuff's at in there. Not the dust off of it. Not at the same time. Remember they said the biggest dust storm will be when everybody opens their Bibles up at the same time?
Yes.
Don't let your Bible collect dust. Anything you ever need is in that Bible. God's Word. Romans 15, verses 7 through 9 tells us, accept one another, then just as Christ has accepted you. Notice that? I'm talking about my little testimony for myself, you know, that I don't like help, but he don't say that though. He says, accept one another just as Christ has accepted you. Everybody has the opportunity to make the choice to accept Christ, or should have. He didn't look at the circumstance they're in or the type of person they are. He gave the opportunity to everybody, or will. That's where we come in. Reach those people that hadn't heard the word of Christ yet. Accept one another just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God. He loves all these people, and nothing makes him happier if his people, us, are doing what we're supposed to be doing and reaching these people. For I tell you that Christ has become a servant of the Jews in behalf of God's truth, so that the promise made to the patriarchs might be confirmed, and moreover, that the Gentiles, that's us. If you're not a Jew, you're a Gentile. To make it simple. Might glorify God for his mercy. His mercy. He didn't have to do any of this stuff for us. He didn't have to send his son down on the cross. His son didn't have to come down to the cross. But he did. For you and I and everybody else. Everybody in between. I will sing the praises of your name. Think about that. Your name coming off of God's lips. Obey him. Do what he tells you to do, and it will. He just said, I praise your name. If you do what I tell you to do. I'm paraphrasing a little bit, but just like a father, you know, all y'all that are fathers and mothers, when your kid does some good stuff, it makes you happy, it makes you proud. Same thing with him. You know, I like to use this word action. You go to get a reaction. You have to have an action. You got to do something, right? The action, welcome and accept one another. Receive one another. Oh, and I, just like yesterday at the men's breakfast, we was talking about all these cars parked out front of the church yesterday, having the men's breakfast. How many people, and we don't know, might have been none, but it might have been somebody. If one person drove by and seen us, wonder what they're doing, and it prompted them, I hadn't been in church in a while. Maybe I need to go to church Sunday. It could have. We don't know. We might not never know. But I can tell you this, that opportunity wouldn't happen if those cars wouldn't parked out here. Look at it that way. God, how many times you go into the mindset, well, it's just somebody else to talk to them, or somebody else to witness to them. Why not you? What if that other person has the same mindset as that? Then next thing you know, nobody's doing nothing. Just do something. And it's simple. It ain't complicated. What you do today, you might get asked later. I went to church this morning. That gets the wheels spinning. Just you simply saying that, you by coming this morning, could be a segue into a testimony and a witness. At least put the thought in their head. And that's all God is asking us to do. However he wants you to do it. That's the action, the pattern is, as Christ done it. We base what we do on what Christ did or does. That's how we need to look at it. He laid the blueprint for us on what to do. There's all in here. It's all in that word. I tell somebody that's just getting into it, and start with the Gospels. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, pick one. Don't stop there, though. This young lady's getting baptized today. She hadn't reached the end. That's just the beginning of her Christian walk with Christ. And her family, which I know the family, they will. And us, the church, we don't need to forget about her. We need to help them along, encourage them. They're a baby in Christ, and age don't have nothing to do with it. I say that all the time. When you start being whatever age you are, when you become a Christian, you accept Christ, that's you starting your baby walk with Christ and building up on it. And they need a support system, and that's the church, the family, and the church. And we do it all, again, for the glory of God. Christ came down and become a servant for us and a minister. He showed us what to do, what we need to do. Our job is to show God's truthfulness and confirm his promise to us. We need to share that. Need to get it out there. Don't keep it all bottled up. Me and Charlie was talking this morning. And be prepared. And how you do that is getting his word. We're talking about. And so, let me just throw it out there. If somebody asks you, I ain't putting nobody on the spot, don't answer, don't raise your hand, just think about this. If somebody asks you what's the difference between justification and sanctification, could you tell them? That's a good thought. I mean, that's a good question. And so, in our mind, we think we have it, but can you put it out there? That's what God did for us. Justified, sanctified. Just little things like that. And I just use that for an example. But we need to be prepared. And the only way you be prepared is if you get in his word and study. He'll give you what to say most of the time. He'll walk you along. But he wants you to do something too. He ain't just, you got to do your part. Jesus came to the will of his Father that sent him for you and I. He did his Father's will in return. That's what we need to be doing, the will of the Father. And it comes around 360, full circle, whatever you want to call it. But give it back to glory of God. He talked in that scripture we read in Corinthians, don't be a stumbling block. What does that mean? Don't cause offense anyone to stumble, either Jew, Greek, anybody. Live your life according to God's will and his plan. And that's what people need to see, that evidence we're talking about. That's what they need to see. Brother Glenn used to say it all the time up here. Don't come to church today and live like hell the rest of the week. That's a stumbling block. Okay? I've actually heard it more than one time. Why should I go to church? They do. Those people do the same thing I do. Be careful what you how you present yourself. That daily walk with Christ. That's where it starts. And we talk a lot. We talked about this yesterday too. I know I referenced a lot yesterday, but I'm telling you, you need to come to these some of the Bible stuff. There's extra stuff outside of church, and you know, because you can pick up a lot of stuff, a lot of wisdom in there.
COVID's over.
Sir?
COVID is over.
Yeah, we're talking about that. The evening services and the extra stuff all got pushed aside because of COVID. And it had a lasting impact. Yeah, like you said, it's over. 6 years over. I got 2019? When I think about what I was going to say about the men's breakfast, I come back and tell you. Because that's good stuff. That's good stuff. But what he said, COVID is over. The goal, we got to prioritize. Remember, the goal is to move away from our individual, our thinking, and focus on the advantage of salvation of rather than self-interest. In other words, give it to God. What God wants you to do. Not about what you want to do, or not about what you think or do. Take the I out of it. Do you check with God every morning? Every time you get up, every morning when you get up, God, what you want me to do today? What direction? I need to do. I'm thinking I need to get up and go to work or whatever the case may be. But make sure that's what He wants, which it is. He knows you got to go to work. He knows you got to do doctor appointments. He knows you got to do all this stuff. He knows that. But He wants to see that intimate relationship where you consulting with Him. Most people that are married, don't you consult with your spouse before you just go off and do something, whatever it may be? That general conversation? That's what He wants. He's waiting for you just to come to Him and talk to Him, discuss things with Him. You don't have to ask for permission to go to work. He knows you got to go to work. But He wants you to know that your thoughts are on Him first. And then you're going to go do your what you need to do. It said Paul lived an unselfish life for others. All Christians, that's our motivation. We need to put others first. And it's hard to do sometimes. We want to do what we think is best for us. But, you know, but I don't know if you don't know this or not, but God's thinking, our thinking sometimes don't line up. I don't know if you ever realized that or not. The goal of the Christian life to glorify and follow the example of Christ in every word and deed, everything we do. You need to ask yourself, who am I called to become rather than just what am I called to do? You ever thought about that? What are you called to become? I'll let that sink in a minute. There's a difference. What do I need to do? That's a good question. But the big picture is, what does He have? He got something in store for you. You just got to tap into it. You got to be obedient. You got to follow Him. And we talked. That's what I was going to say in the men's breakfast. We talked about it don't happen overnight. It's, you know, just like a baby, you know, going through baby steps and growing. Just saying, I've been a Christian. It's baby steps. Just work your way to it, and He'll guide you and mature you as you go along. So don't think I'm going to sell Christ and I'm going to be an evangelist. Could be, but probably not. No, He wants to see how you handle the little things first. What's your obedience? How are you going to handle those little bitty things that He wants you to do first? And then He'll keep building to your plate. And it's all faith and trust. Rely on God to equip you. He don't call the equipped. He equips the called. Just remember that. this. So are you giving the glory to God? As we talk about the stuff we need to be doing and witnessing and all that kind of stuff, but just today, focus on, are you giving the glory to God on every part of your life, every aspect of it? Are you giving Him the glory? And that's what we need to do. If you're a Christian, that's what you should be doing. If you haven't got there yet, today's the day of salvation. Today's a good day to do it. Get everybody to stand. We can do a song of invitation. If you need to come pray, come pray. If you need to come up here and talk to me, come talk to me. You want to do it where you're standing at? Get things cleared up. Give Him the glory. Refocus your life. Whatever you need to do, now's the time to do it. Dear Heavenly Father, thank You for everything You've done for us, and just be with us as we study and hear Your word, and just open our minds and hearts to what You have us receive, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.